Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dr. Hameen Hartman joins us at this time. She's a media pioneer in Chicago and the founder of Indigo.com. She's writing this week about what is identified as the Blacksonian. Basically, it's a national museum that opened in 2016 under the Obama presidency, but it really was signed into legislation. I mean, it took an act of Congress, and then George W. Bush signed legislation in 2001 and established a 23-member commission to study the feasibility of a museum that focused on Black history. In 2005, President Bush endorsed placing the museum on the National Mall. So far, they've collected 40,000 artifacts. 300,000 people are members, and about 1 million people a year visit. It's the second most visited Smithsonian Museum and the eighth most visited museum in the United States. And Dr. Hartman, when I saw that they're now returning many of the items, does that mean they're going to shut down this museum completely?
Lisa, I hope that's not what it means ultimately. But as you know, our president is eliminating some Black books and some Black historical things. And he has begun to remove some of the exhibits. So the first major exhibit that has been removed is the Greensboro lunch counter that occurred in 1960 at a Woolworth lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. The significance of that, it was a sit-in, and it was initiated by four Black college male students from North Carolina, A&T, who were protesting segregation. And it was successful in the long run, not the short time, but the long term, it was successful. But they are removing it. They are giving people their things back that they donated to landmark, to benchmark some of these historical things that have happened. And I did a little research, and the woman who is doing this, she's an attorney, and her name is Halligan. She's a former beauty queen, and they say that she is the whisper in Trump's ear as to what should be removed from these museums and what should not be removed. And what I'm suggesting is that we call her and we ask her what the criteria is for removing such exhibits. Her phone number is 720-435-2870. But we can't have this. This is unacceptable. And history is history. They're calling it, we don't want to see the dark side of American history. And Lisa, there is a dark side to American history, but we can't ignore it. We can't deny it. We can't erase it. We can't act like it didn't exist, because it does. But it's a part of America's fight.
Well, in the success of this museum, if it's the second most visited Smithsonian museum and the eighth most visited museum in the United States, why would you seek to dismantle it or change it or shrink it in any way?
It's wrong. Trump is saying that it does not fit what he's calling an improper ideology. There is no improper ideology. It is what it is. Whatever it is, that's what it is. You can't change it. You can't erase it. And you can't take these exhibits down. There are exhibits there like the Emmett Till casket is there. There's just so many things that are there. I think Dr. King's Bible is there. There are significant things that are there that kind of tell the story of America from a Black viewpoint. What happened, when it happened, why it happened, the success of it happening. I think the bus that Rosa Parks sat on, I think that's there. I'm going to go this May. I want to see the museum. And when I start doing the television show again, I want to film some of this stuff so that we can reflect what that museum is really all about. And Lisa, here's another interesting thing. It was Lonnie Bunch who started that museum, got the funding, and saw it to its full fruition. But Mr. Bunch was a head of the Chicago History Museum. He was the executive director of Chicago's History Museum. So he's got roots here, and he is now over all of the Smithsonian Institutes.
If the museum was established by an act of Congress, doesn't it take an act of Congress to eliminate the museum?
So you think. And Lisa, interestingly enough, it was an act of Congress under President Bush.
Dr. Hartman, Lonnie Bunch is greatly respected here in the city, and I think...
Absolutely.
What's he doing with all of this or through all of this?
Well, they sent out a press release today. This morning I got something, and the press release says we will remain intact doing the educational, institutional things that we do. But meanwhile, you got the president who said, take down the exhibit. We got to fight that. We the people, we the public, we have to come to the rescue of this.
And did you call that woman? Did you call the number that you just gave out on the radio?
Not yet. I've been working all day, but I'm getting to it.
Okay.
You know I am, Lisa, and I'm going to call you back and let you know what she said.
Okay. I fully expect that. And, of course, what you have written about it will be posted on Indigo.com on Wednesday, or is it already
on
up?
On Wednesday. No,
on
it's
Wednesday.
Up on Wednesday.
Okay.
Donald Trump erases black history. Blacksonian. Can't let it happen.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Hermine Hartman.
Thank you, Lisa.
You will find her at Indigo.com.